Welcome to episode 229 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. God's word is written for our instruction so that we might have hope. That is true for the law and the prophets, true for the gospels, and true also for the epistles. For two millennia, the words written by the Apostle Paul to the church at Rome has provided insight, offered guidance, challenged readers, and deepened their understanding of the plan of salvation. Martin Luther said that justification by faith alone is the article upon which the church stands or falls. He said this after reading Romans and launching the Protestant Reformation. As always, we invite you to go to our website to check out our recommended list of 300 verses to memorize. That list includes 25 passages from the book of Romans. We share these texts with you now with minimal commentary. Romans 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. There is power in the gospel. Romans 3, verses 10 to 12. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Our hearts are not inclined toward good, but toward evil. Romans 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all in the same predicament, all sinners, all unworthy. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But there can still be peace, despite the fact that we have all sinned, despite the fact that we're all deserving of death. There is peace to be had. Romans 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Not once we'd gotten together, not when we were perfect, while we were still sinners, that's when Christ died for us. Romans 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. Romans 6, verses 1 to 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who die to sin live any longer in it? Grace does not offer us an excuse to remain in sin. Romans 6, verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Romans 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thank God for the gift. Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The Holy Spirit can empower us to live lives of obedience. Our prayer ought to be for the Holy Spirit to dwell within us so that we may no longer walk after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Even those incomprehensible, challenging things we may be dealing with right now, even those things can be worked for the good. Romans 8, verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God is desirous of us to have good gifts. Romans 8, verses 38 to 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. What love? Romans 10 verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, simple as that. Romans 10 verse 13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, in case you didn't get it. Romans 10 verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 11 verse 6, and if by grace, then it is no longer of works, otherwise grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. Romans 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. God cares about all of us, not just soul, but also mind and body. Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. God is looking for us to be different, different from the world and different from the way that we used to be, through the renewal of our minds. Romans 12, verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Rejoicing, being patient, and being prayerful is what we're being called to do and to be. Romans 12, verses 17 to 18. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. What are we doing today to live peaceably with our brothers and sisters, with our neighbors? Romans 13, verse 1, let every soul be subject to governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. This is a tough one to accept. But while it calls for us to be subject, it does not preclude us from airing grievances and calling those authorities to account. Romans 15, verse 7, therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. How welcoming are we of others? Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit in us, we can overflow with hope. Romans 16, verses 17 to 18. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. There we have it, 25 passages from the book of Romans, and among some of the most beloved verses of Scripture in the entire Bible. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we will be obedient to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.